all walks of life, and now rockers are getting in on the act. So what lessons can business learn from rock and roll? Well, yesterday, Melanie Abbott went to a business training event in Dartford in Kent called The Monsters of Rock Business. It was organised, believe it or not, for the Chartered Institute of Purchasing and Supply.
Getting the evening off to an appropriate start. Some people here tonight are from fairly high-profile companies. It's organised by Peter Cook, the author of Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll. So is this just a new spin on an old format?
It's not just sort of feeding people memos, you know, we're mixing up with audio and visual stuff. So it's an assault on the senses.
How would you sum up what people can learn from you that has come from the world of pop?
The book has three metaphors. It's called Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll. It's under sex, I'm talking about relationships at work rather than anything else, of course. Under drugs, there's no drugs in the book either. That's motivation and leadership and how to get other people to really appreciate coming to work. That's what I think the HR people call engagement. Doing the work is rock and roll. That's being on stage, so to speak.
I don't mean to sound cynical here, but are you really just repackaging old messages then?
Absolutely, yes. We are repackaging stuff that actually is boring and actually making it available to people, perhaps almost for the first time, certainly in a more palatable format. I make no apology for that.
What do you charge people to come to a seminar like this?
We're reassuringly expensive on that, I would say. Upwards of, if it's a day rather than an hour, upwards of £3,000 plus for that.
So it's good business for you?
It's good business for me, yes. I think it is a good business. I actually like what I do. I don't think I ought to apologise for that. George Michael said, enjoy what you do.
Well, plenty of people have turned up to see what gems they can learn from the world of rock and roll. So what are they expecting?
I just found it fascinating where Peter's looking at incorporating leadership traits with the music industry. And being a music fan and being a leader in business, I was interested to see how he combines the two.
You've run away when I brought my microphone.
Well, of course, but I shouldn't. Being a musician, looking for the synergy between the two.
Do you expect there to be anything new in this, or is it just going to be repackaging of old tips?
I think there'll be some very interesting business tips, particularly about how to manage your staff. I'm hoping so anyway. So I'm not too sure whether they'll be teaching us how to go into the office and wreck the place, but I'm certainly hoping to go in tomorrow morning and may rearrange a couple of the ornaments on the desk.
Throughout the evening tonight, you're going to have a name that riff competition, bit of a sing-song, performances. Is this all just a bit of a laugh, really?
Well, people laugh a lot during it, but it's certainly not a laugh, no, because I do believe in the quality of management education as a tutor for the Open University, but I just don't think the messages always slip down that easy.
Peter is accompanied by guitarist Bernie Torme. But he seems rather modest about what he can teach people about business.
I have no opinion on it, so I'm just rock and roll, really.
So what are you doing at a business seminar?
Peter is interested in displaying, you know, people's take on her creativity. And being a long-term rock and roller and a guitarist and a writer, his interest in my approach is how I generate creativity out of absolutely no inspiration at all.
You've worked with some well-known bands in the past, Deep Purple, Generation X, Boomtown Rats, Ozzy Osbourne. How have you got some of those gigs?
The Boomtown Rats, it was basically because they said, if you stick up posters all over Soho for us, we'll give you the gig. And they did. So I had no pride in those days.
It doesn't sound like it was the most wealth-creating opportunity, though.
No, it's about love. Basically, if you enjoy it and you want to do it, the money comes. Only it isn't the prime, you know, reason. It can't be.
Peter Cook has had loss-making dealings in the world of pop with an attempted tour for the British singer John Otway. You may not remember, but he got to number 27 back in 1977 with the single Really Free.
It was a great idea. We were going to tour the world in a Spinal Tap-like tour, taking the greatest venues on the planet, playing at Sydney Opera House and all of that. I put my shirt on that. I put my money where my mouth was. The tour failed. The plane never took off, literally or metaphorically. I learnt a lot. My wife points out that I could have gone on a training course on John Otway to learn those results much more cheaply.
How much money did you lose on that venture with John Otway?
A mere £40,000, which I could have done with right now in the recession, to be brutally honest.
Some might say that might not make you the best person to advise others on maximising business opportunities.
Oh, I think not. You ask Richard Branson about entrepreneurs, he'll say if you haven't failed several times, then you probably don't know much. I've had one big failure rather than thousands of little ones.
That was Peter Cook, the author of Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll, ending that report by Melanie Abbott. And there's a picture of him setting fire to his guitar on our website. It's just 37 days to the Olympic Games.